This is Monday Motivation, episode number 278. The Melissa Ambrosini Show. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide, and I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? If you want to listen to my episodes one day earlier than they are released anywhere else, you have to download the app Himalaya and follow my show. Himalaya is free, super easy to use, and has every podcast you can think of. I love that you can leave comments under each episode and even create episode playlists. Make sure you check it out today. Hello, beautiful friends, and welcome back to the show. Today, I have a question for you. Are you scared of stepping up and being seen in your work, or of putting yourself out there, or of standing in your own power and launching your dream business, product, or service? If so, you're not alone. It's one of the most common fears that I see in all the women that I work with. And this type of fear can appear in many ways. For example, maybe being too scared to ask for that raise or to seek a promotion or start your dream business or launch the podcast or leave your uninspiring job or perhaps write the book that you have been mentally planning for years. In fact, I've worked with some women who struggle to even put a picture of themselves on their website or social media, preferring instead to just stay safely behind the scenes and in the shadows. Now, regardless of how this fear manifests for you, if you dig into the mindset behind it, the beliefs behind it, you will always find the same thing: a limiting belief that you're not good enough or successful enough or smart enough or young enough or pretty enough or qualified enough or whatever enough. And I know that a lot of you listening are probably nodding your head thinking that this sounds very familiar. And if you are nodding your head right now in recognition, knowing that you have said those exact words to yourself before, just let me remind you that that voice inside your head that says those things to you is your inner mean girl. And she will constantly pop up inside your head and tell you that you're worthless and you're not good enough and you can't do the things that you want to do. She's also the one responsible for your fear of being seen and the reason why you're struggling to get ahead in your career or your business. The good news, however, is that her fear-based whispers do not need to keep you stuck and paralyzed forever. They don't. You are not the fear-based whispers that your inner mean girl says to you over and over again. That is just not true. You are not the things that she says. You are love. You are pure love. You are unconditional love. Like, do you know how magical you truly are? Like, you are made of magical fairy dust. You are beyond amazing. So today I want to share with you a simple framework for mastering your inner critic and conquering your fear of being truly seen in your work. Okay, so I've got 7 steps for you, and I'm going to take you through those right now. So if you're not driving and you want to jot these down, please feel free, but you can always re-listen whenever you want. So the first step is you need to become aware of what your inner critic is saying to you. Does she tell you that you're too old to go after that speaking gig, or not smart enough to do a master's degree, or that you've missed the boat, or that every time you open your mouth at a networking event, you sound like an idiot? We really do say the most awful things to ourselves, but I want you to become super clear on what your inner critic is actually saying to you. tune in and write down what your inner critic is saying. Just uncensored, write it all down. Get it out of your body and onto paper. Don't judge yourself and don't panic when you can't stop the flow. Simply observe the thoughts as they arise in your mind and remind yourself that you are not these limiting fear-based thoughts. You are love. Writing them down will really help you get out of your head and back into your heart, your truth. So go ahead and write them down. The second thing you can do is recognize that just because you've had those thoughts doesn't mean they are true. Let me say that again. Just because you have those thoughts doesn't mean they are true. For many of us, the moment our inner critic lets rip with these negative thoughts about how unworthy we are, we become convinced that it's 100% true. But this simply is not the case. Your inner critic's job is to keep you, quote unquote, safe in your comfort zone, which is precisely why she tries to talk you out of going after those big, bold goals that really excite you and light you up and put a firecracker in your belly. Because with growth, there also comes a degree of risk. You know, getting out of your comfort zone, there's risk. And unfortunately, she, your inner critic, has the tendency to drastically overestimate what could go wrong, could being the operative word here. And in her role as your inner critic, the only way she can stop you from taking those quote unquote risks is by making you as scared as she is. That's why she insists on directing a constant stream of negativity your way, because it will stop you from standing in your power, realizing how amazing you truly are and putting her out of a job in the process. And she doesn't want that. So just remember that. Now, the third thing that you can do is know that everyone has thoughts and fears like these. You are not alone. When you're stuck in that constant negative chatter of your inner critic, it can feel very isolating and feel like you're the only crazy person with these thoughts. It's easy to believe that you're the only one who's struggling with low self-esteem and a constant barrage of inner criticism. But nothing could be further from the truth. It's just not true. It is not true. Everyone has their own inner critic inside their head. Yep, absolutely everyone. Sure. Some people have gotten really good at mastering it, but she's still there. Even those people that you admire so much who seem to be living the dream without a worry in the world, they still have to deal with her on a daily basis. I'm still mastering mine. Don't get me wrong. Just the other day, I went to bed with the worst case of the mum guilt, and I couldn't shake it until I reminded myself that it was just my inner mean girl telling me that I wasn't a good mom that day and I wasn't a good person and everything I said was a failure. And all I needed to do was remind myself that it was just my inner critic saying those things and I needed to master her. And I did. And I instantly felt better and could finally get to sleep. I know there's probably a lot of people that are nodding their head and can relate to that. So just know that you are not alone and you are not crazy and there's nothing wrong with you and you're not broken just because you have these thoughts and fears. Okay. Number four is ask yourself the deep questions. Sometimes our fear might seem to be caused by one thing while actually being caused by another. For example, like on the surface, you might think that you're scared to go after that big juicy promotion because you don't have enough experience, but it's really the thought of being in charge that petrifies you. Or it might seem like you're hesitant to begin your dream business because you don't know where to start. This one I hear a lot, but it's really because the mere thought of it not working is more than you can bear. Do you know what I mean? Like, does that make sense? So we've got to ask ourselves these deep questions. To get to the bottom of your fears, I want you to grab your journal and your pen and dig deep. Ask yourself, what am I truly afraid of here? And then ask yourself, what else? And then what else? What else am I afraid of? And keep digging until you're confident that you've reached the core of the fear. If this exercise is slightly uncomfortable, just stick with it. It's so worth it. Honing in on the actual source of the fear is important because it means you can get even more laser focused in the next step, which I'm about to share with you. This is number 5, okay? So I want you to gather evidence to show that what you fear isn't true. Look around you for evidence that your fear has no merit. For example, say that your inner critic is telling you that you can't ask for a raise. You've only been at that company for 1 year and you just can't. There's no way you can ask for a raise. To disprove this fear, you might write a list of all the contributions that you have made to the company over the past 12 months. All the excellent ideas that you've implemented and all the times that you've managed to over-deliver on your tasks, okay? Or if your inner critic tells you that you could never start your dream business, like you don't have an MBA or you're not qualified enough or whatever it is, you might collect evidence of all the incredible qualities that you do have, all the past experiences that have equipped you with the necessary skills, as well as researching successful entrepreneurs who don't have MBAs, but are killing it in the business world anyway. So having this kind of evidence in your arsenal is a powerful antidote to the next time your thoughts stray into fear-based territory, okay? Having all of this evidence is just key when your inner critic starts to run wild. Now, number 6 is I want you to gently close the door on your inner critic. There is no need to fight or argue with her. That usually just causes more anxiety. Instead, try to simply turn down the volume on her destructive words and just gently close the door on her. Say, thank you, but no thank you. I'm not interested in your negativity today. And then just close the door. Think of it like an annoying salesperson who comes knocking on your door to sell you something that you're just not interested in. You wouldn't be rude and slam the door in their face. You'd just say, thank you, but no, thank you. I'm not interested today. Thanks, you know, and off you go onto your day. So gently close that door on your inner critic. And that is just, it's going to be so much better. And number 7, the final one is I want you to stretch outside your comfort zone. Now that you have identified your fear and turned down the volume on it or gently closed the door on her, it's time to stretch yourself. Keep in mind that you don't need to make a giant quantum leap right here. Baby steps are great. So if you're someone who's been petrified of, for example, public speaking. Maybe setting a goal to do a TED talk feels like too big of a leap. You know, it might feel ginormous, but putting your hand up to deliver a presentation at your next major work event might feel more manageable. Same with like quitting your job to launch your dream business might still scare the socks off you, but perhaps you could take baby steps and just buy and register your domain name. You know, just bring it back. Just take baby steps. You don't need to do these quantum leaps. Now, this framework for overcoming your fears is mind-blowingly effective. Mastering your inner critic is one of the most powerful ways that you can make progress toward your dream business and career goals. And I can't wait for you to try it. If you want to go deeper, you can check out my TEDx talk. All you have to do is Google TEDx Melissa Ambrosini and it will come up. And I go even deeper into a process that helps you master your inner critic, so you can check it out. But remember, the time is now to take the leap, to launch your dream business or your idea or your product. There is no time like the present. So go for it. Follow these 7 steps to conquer your fear because the world needs you and your magic and your business. And I want to see what you create. I'm so proud of you. I know you can do it. You are incredible. Just move through that fear because we need your magic. Now, I would love to hear from you. What is one thing that you're going to do today that can take you one step closer to your dream business? Come and share it with me in the private MA Tribe Facebook group or on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for being here. I love supporting you, and I hope this was really helpful today. And before I go, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here, for wanting to be the best, the healthiest, and the happiest version of yourself, and for showing up today for you. You rock. Now, if there's someone in your life that you can think of that would really benefit from this episode, please share it with them right now. You can take a screenshot, share it on your social media, email it to them or text it to them. Just do whatever you've got to do to get this in their ears. And until next time, don't forget that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word.